Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts is gearing up for its 2018 season. WAMC spoke to its artistic director to learn more. Alan Burroughs is hardly a new face at Shakespeare and Company.
I was an actor and a director for about 17 years, from 1989 to 2006 with the company, and artistic associate.
The Lenox-based theater company experienced a discordant 2015, which saw upheaval in its top leadership positions. Burroughs, who assumed the role of artistic director in 2016, says those days are behind the 40-year-old institution.
We like to think it's settling down. It helps that when we have a robust season, and that inspires confidence in our board when the audience is showing up in force and things have kind of evened out a little bit.
Burroughs is entering his second season at the helm.
Last year, we sold about 72% of our available tickets. I built a new theater outside called the Roman Garden Theater, and we sold about 92% of the available tickets there. And, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back. I just feel really fortunate that it happened, and we're off to a strong start this year.
Other playwrights are celebrated at the company in addition to the Bard.
All the new plays really come under a particular scrutiny because they have different strengths and different weaknesses. I mean, you take a play like we're doing right now, Morning After Grace, and it's a very moving, funny, heartwarming comedy that takes place in a retirement home. And it has a number of surprises that crop up, but is it a towering piece of, iconic drama? No, it's about three people who suddenly find second chances in life. There are pieces that are daring and are out there, like our last play of the season by Taylor Mack, called Here. It's going to challenge our audiences. It's really out there about a son and a family who comes back to his house after being in the wars in the Gulf, and his house has been turned upside down, and there are a new set of rules, and people may find a level of discomfort with that piece that is worthy of discussion.
The company will present a total of 9 plays, including Tony winner Terrence McNally's Mothers and Sons, as well as August Strindberg's Creditors.
Normally, people wouldn't necessarily rush out of their houses to go see a Strindberg. It's the first time that we've produced one here at Shakespeare and Company. I felt like it was an important piece. Strindberg said it was his most important play.
As far as Shakespeare himself, there are a pair of classics in the wings.
We're also doing a very well-known Shakespeare title in Macbeth. We haven't done it here in 15 years. It's a common title, but we have an Obie Award-winning director in Melia Bensusan, who I've worked with a number of times, who's going to be taking that on in her own particular way. So people are going to find that very worthwhile to come see how she does that with our company. And I'm really excited. I'm also directing a pastoral comedy that people will be familiar with called As You Like It. We're doing it outside. So it makes sense to do this play outside in a cast that's incredibly strong.
For more on the 2018 Shakespeare and Company summer season, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.